Scott Heywood couldn't have been happier on Sunday, the 4th of February 1940, the day he would marry Marjorie Hawkins. They would put family pressures to one side and push the war into the background. This day was theirs. Marge was the daughter of a police sergeant, and Scott, the son of the well-respected owner of the Heywood's Cordial Factory. She was 8 years younger, but this concerned neither of them. They were deeply in love. Scott thought her beautiful and would often seek confirmation of this fact, proudly showing her photo to his mates, who would respond appropriately. Looking at her velvety brown eyes and soft brown curls, they thought him a lucky man. And so did he. The Heywoods were prominent in the Stawell establishment in Victoria's Wimmera region. They were closely involved in the local business community and conspicuous in the town's activities. The Heywoods were early settlers in Victoria, tracing their roots in the infant colony back to 1839. Indeed, they had a direct lineage to the second Duke of Cambridge, which afforded the family quite some social standing. Scott's mother could trace her lineage back to Mad King George III, although she wasn't given to advertising this fact. Born in the town of Daylesford on the 4th of March 1911, Scott grew up in the shadow of the Great War. His was a family with a strong military tradition. His father, Fred, served with the 3rd Victorian Bushmen in the Boer War in South Africa, while his uncle, Jack Heywood, was in the group that landed the first gun at Gallipoli. Wounded there, he went on to the Western Front in France, where he was again wounded. In Australia, schools played their part by fundraising and morale building. News of the war was read out at school assemblies. Fetes were organised, and children were encouraged to raise money by doing jobs for their neighbours, all in the name of the war effort. Scott began his schooling midway through the war, and this period would have been a potent influence on him, likely sowing the seeds of patriotism and duty. As was common at the time, Scott left school at 15, having achieved the merit certificate. A natural move was to join the family business. He began by delivering cases of soft drinks before moving to the manufacturing side of the business that proudly advertised quality first. Scott's young adulthood seemed to be running to a predestined course, with his future in the cordial business assured.